Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into The Point After here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick. The Saints fall to the Carolina Panthers 26-7. A little club music coming in, but we're not in no club, that's for sure. Saints aren't in a partying mood. Neither is the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Well, Bobby, the league is humble, man. It's a humbling, humbling league.
We're in the dungeon right
now. In the doghouse.
We went from the, penthouse and outhouse right quick. I mean, that was embarrassing, to say the least. How we embarrass the Cheeseheads, the Green Bay Packers. I think Sir Pound and the Carolina Panthers embarrass the Saints. I mean, you cannot sugarcoat it. And like Sean Payton said, dealing with COVID with the coaches and all the players out with injuries, nobody cares. It's the National Football League. It's just the way it is. Now, I think it does make a difference who's playing and not playing. You might say, well, next man up. And the Saints have done an overall outstanding job. But it kind of came to the forefront today where, Christian, it wasn't like Carolina was lucky to win 26-7. Luck? I mean, come on. It wasn't like 13-7. No, it was 26-7. Don't you have to kind of get first downs to score? I mean, you're not always got big plays. Christian, six first downs. I don't think I've ever been on a team that had six first downs in my life. Only six first downs? I don't think that's ever occurred. Six first downs, you should get that in a quarter and a half, at least. If you're really rolling.
They had two in the first half.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. It was embarrassing. Like I said, flip the script from last week. You look at third down, Christian, we were 50%. What was Green Bay, 10%? Well, it was just basically the other way around. Carolina was 8 of 15, 53%. We were 2 of 11, 18%. So it was the same thing. It's just, like I said, the scripts flip. What happened? Look, total net yards. Christian, this is embarrassing for a Sean Payton offense. Now, we didn't have a number of plays. 128 yards? We've seen 128 yards in a quarter. 128 total. And then you got Carolina running to 400. Now, only 43 offensive plays. I mean, it wasn't quite double. They had 73. The measuring stick is you should have about 65 offensive plays. Not give or take a few in a given game, but not never in the 40s. And we only had 43, so, I mean, we're not converting. Average game per play, 3 yards. Christian, if you look at it, God, I thought this would never happen. And then Drew Brees is not there. I thought, less of Drew's more. But I guess if you don't block up front, you're not converting. I said, we can never run into teams. I said, I don't want to see us running 18 times. You ran 17 attempts. Well, we're not winning. If any time you see us running the ball under 20 times, we're not beating nobody, Christian, this year.
Yeah.
We have to have that balance. Now, again, we didn't have the number of snaps, only 43 snaps. We only had 17 rushing attempts, where you look at Carolina had 33. Passing net yards, we ended up with 80. We didn't even hit the century mark, because when you take in consideration the sacks and all that's net, we end up having gross like 111, and Jameis being 50%, 11 of 22. He had a couple of brain fart throws out there where just like, I don't know, I'm just throwing it.
Spaz moments.
I'm panicking, and I'm just throwing it. To hell with it. Well, you can't have that. God forbid the game's ever close, because even him doing that, the Saints weren't going to beat Carolina today. It was well out of hand. But if the game's close, you can't have those type of moments from the quarterback position. Now, Christian, this is never winning football. This is 7-10 points and end up winning 26-7. So it didn't come into play. But 9 or more penalties or 100 yards, I say no. That's like a touchdown. It's a double whammy. 9 penalties by itself is like boarding on giving up points, 3 points, whatever. But then when you throw up like 9 or more penalties, we had 11, and 100 yards in penalties, we had 115. No, that's about like 10 points. So you look at that, and they had 5 for 49. Carolina's way more disciplined team. Again, flip the script. You look, they had the ball 17 minutes more than we did. And we had it like for 21 and a half minutes. They had it for 38.5 minutes. Ended up minus 1 in the turnover margin. It didn't really matter. We are plus 2 for the season. Now, if you look how the game unfolded, I thought it was going to be bad, Christian, from the get-go. Cesar Ruiz, I mean, we need to put him back at guard. We can't get McCoy soon enough. Because I'm telling you, his responsibility of playing center, having to make the calls to set protection. You're not playing with Drew Brees. And just in his overall angles and blocking, he was whiffing, like you said. And then at the beginning of the game, was he not ready to play? They have a snap count. And everybody, the tackles are ready to go, and you're not snapping the ball. We had a 3rd and 8. There was back-to-back penalties, illegal procedure, and a snap count. Now it's 3rd and 18, from the get-go. Now we're trying to keep pace with Carolina. If you remember, they went 5 plays, 75 yards. McCaffrey beat Zach Bond, plus 32. Zach Darnold.
Dan Arnold.
Dan Arnold to DJ Moore, plus 20, beat PJ Williams.
Okay, so you said Dan Arnold. Okay.
No, I'm talking about the quarterback. Sam.
Yeah, Sam Darnold. I thought you were talking about Sam Darnold, the tight end.
No, but Sam Darnold. No, they hit McCaffrey, DJ Moore, and then they ran a bootleg. It was plus 20. The point being, it was plus 32, plus 20, plus 20.
Three out of the 5 plays on that drive were chunk plays.
with 20 or more yards. So I was like, well, we better keep pace. But then not so fast. I thought Coach Payton and his staff, even though we're dealing with COVID, they got out coach. When we got the ball, you remember when Hassan Reddick came across, we expected the Troutman to block him. And this dude can sack the quarterback. He did it with the Cardinals. Now he's with the Panthers. That was a tough block on that sack. But again, it was 3rd and 8. Then it was 3rd and 13, 3rd and 18. Illegal procedure and a snap count with the tackle. Cesar Ruiz, nothing to write home about. Now, if you look at it, Christian, the way the game unfolded, I mean, I don't know. You look at times. They look like that Darnold could make a sandwich back there.
A lot of time. We had
no pressure. We did not get after the opposing quarterback. I'm looking at the pressure. We were not winning in the trenches. And a lot of times I think we take pride in winning in the trenches, but not so fast. Sean Payton and the staff. I think you got to give Coach Rule and all a lot of credit. I think Paul Sotodebo also got picked on. That's going to be a continuous process. A couple of times he had good coverage, but he's guarding DJ Moore. Now, DJ Moore had 8 receptions. Okay, Chris, you might say, well, and I said this in the pregame, and they looked at, man, let me tell you, DJ Moore, they probably thinking, there ain't no way in hell Paulson and Debo could cover him. They might be confident, even if Lattimore played, to go with DJ Moore. The reason why I say that, since the start of the 2018 season, the last 2 seasons, Christian, you just look at what he's been able to do. Moore is the only wide receiver in the NFL with 1,200-plus yards from scrimmage in each of the past 2 seasons. You know what? He also leads in yards per reception. He was ahead of Tyreek Hill and all those guys. So this is not a receiver that's intimidated by the Saints. So that did not surprise me, the success of DJ Moore, when all was said and done. Now, if you look at it, Christian, Carolina got to feel good about themselves right now going 2-0. And like, we don't play him until week 17, and it could be a completely different game considering who's playing. But if you look at it, with the week one win, and now starting out 2-0, they're feeling good about themselves because they haven't been 2-0 since 2017. So they're going to be confident going forward. They got Sam Darnold at quarterback, and it's pretty much, you know, we were trying to win five games in a row. That would have tied the record. We did that, the Saints beating the Panthers five games in a row from 2000 to 02, but that did not occur. But overall, Carolina, they're so familiar, division opponent. Christian, look at the sample size. We are now 27 wins and 26 losses when we play Carolina.
About 50-50.
Yeah, and we've done good on the road. And now we have 14 wins and 13 losses. So it just goes to show you the opponent that you're familiar with, a division opponent. But it didn't surprise me how well they played defensively. Now, I know you might say, was the Jets last week? But I look at their defense and putting pressure on the opposing offense. They did it now back-to-back games against the Jets and the Saints. And, you know, last week, Christian, they had 6 sacks, 9 quarterback hurries, 6 tackles for a loss. Well, they had that kind of production today against Jameis. They sacked Jameis 4 times. So now in 2 games, they got 10 sacks.
That's got to be near the top of the league.
Christian, I would think if it's not top of the league, it's top 2 or 3, without a doubt. So I thought Andrews Pete struggled at times. I think we really miss McCoy. We miss McCoy at center. Listen, I think Alvin Kamara is great. I think Christian McCaffrey is great. I just think Christian McCaffrey is better than Alvin Kamara. I think he's just more consistent. That's just my opinion. I think sometimes we already paid Kamara the big bucks. Remember that one time we didn't get the first down? Why are you going out of bounds?
Yeah, look, there's a couple of things that I know. I'm only saying this because I hear Deuce talk about it quite a bit. There was one play, the ball was, he was running to his left and the ball was in his right hand.
Why don't you put it in your left hand and use a stiff arm?
Yeah, and he had an opening. Had he been able to get by that defender, he might have picked up several yards.
I think at times Christian McCaffrey gets more yardage after contact or whatever. And it's not, I'm not hating on that because I think they're both outstanding, but it just goes to show you contribution beginning of the season. Last week, McCaffrey had 187 total yards. Well, today against the Saints, where I think Alvin Kamara can average this, well, McCaffrey had 137 total yards. You know, Kamara had 30. That's unacceptable. He's one of our weapons that has to have a high level of success, or we're not winning anything. The bottom line now, Jameis Winston. This is a Tampa Bay Buccaneers game. He threw a 50%, had a quarterback rating basically a 27, and no touchdowns, couple of interceptions. Sam Darnold looked really poised. I think Sam Darnold's going to have success getting out of New York. He threw for a little over 300 yards. Now, he had one
freak out moment
with an interception, but still a quarterback rating right around 100. But, Christian, it wasn't a game that you could say, boy, the Saints are right there and had a chance. We didn't have a chance. We didn't have a chance. After the first quarter,
The Saints never had a lead.
No, but when I'm looking, when all of a sudden we shoot ourselves in the foot, it's 3rd and 8, 3rd and 13, now 3rd and 18, and then all of a sudden, here we're behind 7-0, and you think we're gonna hang? We are hanging in there, but you don't. But then this is when I was really discouraged in the second quarter, because this is a Saints drive. What we saw against Green Bay, they went 15 plays. And 9 minutes they ate up on the clock. And now think about that. 15 plays and 9 minutes they ate up on
the
clock.
They only got a field goal out of it.
That's what I'm saying. Ate up all that and it's just 10-0. But I was like, man, they are controlling the tempo and what's actually happened. Now, Christian, on a positive note, and there was some positive, I think he's gonna grow and be a part of this, Peyton Turner. I thought Peyton Turner, we didn't see him in a preseason game or a regular season game. We just watched him in practice. He ended up having five total tackles. He had a sack. He had a quarterback hurry. He had three tackles for a loss. That's impressive.
It's very good.
In one game. And I think Ty Montgomery, this is outstanding. Any special teams game, he had three total tackles, two unassisted on special teams. But other than that, Christian, ain't nothing to write home about. It was embarrassing. How we got embarrassed by the Packers, the Panthers embarrassed the New Orleans Saints today.
Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, coming back to your calls on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Lines. I got two open, 504-260-1870. The Saints fall to 1-1 as the Panthers beat them 26-7 today at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte. It's the Point After here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Back here on the Point After, the Saints lose 26-7 to the Carolina Panthers. Bobby Hebert, the founding father of the Houdat Nation. I'm Christian Garrick, and I'll get to your calls in just a second, but Bobby, Jameis Winston's career against the Panthers, nothing to write home about.
Yeah. No, he's played a big enough sample size. He's played the Panthers enough. You know, the Buccaneers are in a Saints uniform. He's played them 10 times. He is 4-6, and he has 9 touchdowns but 16 interceptions. Now, Christian, you did guess the 4-6, right?
By sheer luck.
You did get that right, but you thought it would be more like 9 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. But it was now it grew by 2 today. So 9 touchdowns and 16 interceptions against Carolina Jameis has had in his 10-game career.
Here's the thing. Let me preface this. I understand today's performance from Jameis Winston was not the reason the Saints lost. It was a part of the reason the Saints lost. However, this has been his career going back to Tampa. One week he looks great. The next he lays an egg. Now, the offensive line got their butt kicked, period. Up front, they got their butt kicked. But this has been Jameis. This is who he's been. Looks great, and so he's been up and down, inconsistent. 500, mediocre. I mean, he led the league in passing yards, but he also led the league in interceptions in 2019 with the Buccaneers. It's two games in a black and gold uniform. Well, I'm not saying he can't do it, but you got to see him string together several great games in a row that are very, very good before you can definitively say, yeah, the Saints have a chance to win something with this guy.
Christian, I'm having a brain fart. Who is the center we got from the Seahawks, the Jimmy Graham trade?
Max Unger.
Okay. What I saw today, boy, it's a major step back. It shows you how important the center and the quarterback is as far as just setting up the offense and making calls. We had the combination of Max Unger and Drew Brees. They were never wrong. Never. Well, they had the combination, even McCoy and Drew Brees. Never wrong. Because Drew Brees could handle everything. Now you got Jameis Winston and Cesar Ruiz. Man, half the time, they weren't sliding the protection the right way and not making the right calls. Now,
who's that on? Both of them? One of them?
I'd say both of them because they both have to help each other out. They're not on the Drew Brees level, and Cesar Ruiz is not even on McCoy's level. Not in the Max Unger. So I think he might have caught lightning in a bottle by not really practicing. Then all of a sudden thrown in there in the Packers game from guard to center. Boy, but it really came to the forefront, and Carolina test them to see how they were going to do different stunts and mix up the protection. So I think at times both Jameis and the offensive line was confused. That's why if we can have one guy back with everybody hurt, I'm telling you, all of that, you know who I want back?
McCoy.
Yes, the center. Put Ruiz back at guard and have McCoy back. I think that's going to be critical to help Jameis to have success.
Right to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines. We find, Derek on line 5. Go ahead, Derek. You're on the Point After on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Yep. I woke up this morning and I said, you know what? I'm not going to watch this game. I said, I'm just going to go ahead and go to work because it's going to be one of those stupid games like they can't even – do nothing right. And boy, did I call it right. And you know what? I'm tired of these games, okay? This happens all the time. This is not first time.
Derek, do you watch the rest of the league? Do you watch the rest of the league? Because it happens to even the championship teams. It happened to the look at the Buccaneers last year. They got spanked by the Saints.
Derek, then we went to Oakland.
Yeah. But Derek, usually we lay an egg like this. At the most two, I'd say probably you could say once a year, because we always look back, how in the hell we lose to them? Look how poorly we played that game. But to say you see it too often, yeah, if you go through all the years. But if you look at a 16, 17-game schedule, it's not like half of the games we do this.
Yeah, and it happens to other teams around the league too.
Yeah.
It just does.
Derek, anymore? Or?
It shouldn't happen to us no more. It shouldn't happen. It's crazy. It's retarded. How does this happen every year? It's retarded. So, but I called it right, so I'm good. I didn't watch it. I didn't waste my time. I listened to it, but I didn't watch it.
Right. Well, now it's going to be a challenge, Christian, to see how we bounce back, because we can't afford to get out coached next week. We're going to Bill Belichick. And the New England Patriots.
Not much success there for the
and,
Saints.
If you look at Christian, I was telling you this. Now, I thought one game, how did we lose? Because Junior Gallette got horse collared. They didn't call Holman. But then Tom Brady barely got the ball over Jabari Greer's hands. What was that, 30 seconds left in the game? Mm-hmm. And we lost. Because we were whipping the Patriots that game. That was very entertaining. But the Saints have never beaten Bill Belichick. Patriots in Foxborough, Massachusetts. They've lost three consecutive games there. So if you look at it, now it's only three games, but they still haven't beaten them up there.
Football Steve on line four. Go ahead, Football Steve. You're on the point after on the New Orleans Saints radio network.
All right, Bobby, Christian, hope y'all are doing pretty good today. But I just want to just say this. We just got outcoached.
I agree.
You know, but let me finish and then you can talk, Bobby. But we got out coached, very disappointed. Sean Payton did not even have a game plan to, you know, for halftime adjustments. I thought that the defense played bad. You know, they didn't blitz. We had a lot of penalties.
They blitzed.
Well, it wasn't effective.
There you go.
Oh, okay. And Peyton Turner, I thought it was a bright spot, you know, to come in for Marcus Davenport.
Right.
And then the last thing, Jameis Winston, you know, he proven everything to be true. You know, he'll have a good game, he come back, and you wonder, hey, look, what happened? So my thing of it is that if he doesn't have the play, throw it away or take a sack or run it, because he put our team in these positions to where, you know, we can't win. And the defense, even though they didn't play the game that they played last week,
right,
Bobby, they put us in a position to come back and make this game close or win it, you know, with the interception and with the block field goal.
Right.
And, you know, they had some points, but it's very disappointing for the Saints to come out.
Football, Steve, it seems like sometimes Jameis just freaks out. I mean, instead of, you know, you think he would mature and live to fight another day, but you have to remember, okay, if you matured as a football player, do you have the lead or are you playing from behind? Because I still think right now the mindset of Jameis when he's playing from behind is somewhat, it's panicky. What I mean by like, I was like, oh, no, like I got to do it all. And then he just throwing the ball up. I tell you what, the refs were gracious when they called a forward pass. Remember that one time, and Coach Matt Rhule was like, "What? That's a fumble. It looks like he threw it backwards when he got spun around." So, I mean, it is what it is. You can never feel desperate as a quarterback, and just now it might happen in little league of different things. You just throw it up and you get lucky. You very seldom gonna get lucky in the NFL. And just throw it up to throw it up. The only time you truly throw it up, Christian, and just if it's fourth down.
Yeah, you count it as a punt.
It's like it's fourth down or it's the last play of the game. But you cannot feel that desperate.
and I'm getting hit, and because the trajectory of the ball is going to change, let me just throw it and see where it goes.
We should have a compilation of quarterback freakout moments. Like, you know, we saw Max Johnson. Sam Darnold had one today. And James Winston.
All of a sudden, he still thinks he could flip it. Now, do you mean Malcolm Rose? That's an interception.
He's trying to throw him left with his left hand today, Bobby.
That's an interception. It's not a fumble. But if you look, McCaffrey, I think, was out there. But then you have to realize, even though you're in the grass or you're getting hit, they're going to hit your arm, so you're not going to be as accurate. So all of a sudden, it goes right to Malcolm Roach.
Jameis is lucky he didn't have three interceptions, throwing that one with his left hand. I mean.
Well, where was that going?
It hit Teron Armstead.
Right in the head, Teron Armstead. I was like, what the hell? that's an NFL bloopers thing.
I'm sorry.
I remember we were watching the replay, Chris. You're like, Teron Armstead's looking like, man, what?
Where are you throwing the ball?
Yeah, no, hit me in the head with the ball.
Wayne in River Ridge, you're on the point after on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network, Wayne.
Hey, guys. Man, I just that's funny you talking about that left-handed throw. It looked like a Garo Yeprimian back with the Miami Dolphins.
It looked like me at the media flag football game at training camp a handful of years ago.
But you know that happened.
Like Garo back with the Miami Dolphins when he tried to throw that thing, man.
In the Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. But hey, man, we got out coached. We were never in this game from the jump. You know, it reminded me of the Raiders game last year. But hey, maybe it's best we find out. You know what our quarterback, what his poise and composure is in week two rather than in week 14. You know,
that's true. Wayne, I think this is worse than the Raiders game. You know why? Because it's the NFC South, okay? Yeah. And it just looked uglier. I mean,
it did look bad.
Now that we went 6-0 last year in the NFC South, well, now for sure we 0-1 the NFC South. I think to have a chance to win the division, you have to go at worst 4-2, if not 5-1. So we're 0-1. That's why this game hurts more than the Raiders game last year.
Yeah. Let me ask you guys this. I mean, man, we fourth down, we go on for this on fourth down, and we don't even get we take a sack. You got to at least throw the ball to somebody. Maybe we get a pass interference or something.
Right.
You know? But you can't take a sack on that play. That was – and I think, again, you know, in some of these games, it just seems like – and that's from the coaches – our sense of urgency, like the clock is ticking, and we just look like we lollygagging around out there, man. I don't know.
Well, that's one thing. You see different episodes in the ebb and flow of a game that you see Drew Brees versus other quarterbacks trying to be Drew Brees-like or consistent-like. You know what I'm saying, Christian?
Yeah.
Where it's all of a sudden, when everything's going good, it's all right. But then when all of a sudden, what is the tempo? And I'm not saying Drew Brees is perfect, but you're going to see a number of times I think that's going to occur through this season, next season. It might be growth pains, however you describe it, that it'd be like, man, boy, that's where Drew Brees brought that stability. And you don't appreciate what you have until you don't have it anymore.
In particular, pace in and out of the huddle. That was a big thing.
Yes.
Up and down. All right, coming back to your calls next here on the point. After the Saints lose 26-7 in Charlotte today to the Carolina Panthers, they're now 1-1. Looking ahead to next week's contest against the New England Patriots. This is the point after here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Back here on the point after, 26-7, the black and gold fall to the Carolina Panthers. They're now 1-1 on the season. Time now for the Diamond in the Rough performance of the game presented by Friend & Company. You have a friend in the jewelry business, and it's Deontay Harris. He was all pro today in the return game.
Yes, Christian, you know, I looked at Peyton Turner, honorable mention, Ty Montgomery, coverage units, and they count on him playing the gunner position at a high level. But you got to go with Deontay Harris. He had 165 total yards. Now, they didn't push the ball down deep to him on any deep pass like he caught that bomb against Green Bay. He had 165 total yards. He averaged 31.2 yards a kick return. He had a long gain, a kick return of 39 yards. I'm telling you, if you 20, over 25 for sure. But if you're 26 and a half or above, you're probably in the top five in the NFL. You know, the way they moved up the kick and all that, and do you take it out or do you kneel and all that. So for him to average 31.2-yard average kick return, not only Pro Bowl, that is all pro status. So Deontay Harris, 165 total net total yards and averaging 31.2 kick return.
Back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines. Let's go to Hollywood in Thibodeau. What's going on, Hollywood? You're on The Point After on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Hello, Bobby. Hello, Christian. How y'all making out?
Hey, Hollywood.
Hey, Hollywood. Hey, how you doing, man?
Pretty good. After last week's win, I was excited to play the Panthers. I thought we had a chance, but everybody came out flat. Why nobody picks up one another? They had no fire, no swagger, no passing. Didn't blitz the quarterback. Didn't block no front. I mean, the referee crew was garbage. They called flags. I mean, roughing a pass that wasn't even roughing a pass on both sides of the ball. They didn't even
Well, the problem is you can't go low.
Yeah. The one, now, the first one, you can't go low. You pushed into him or you blocked into him. But who they call the second one on, Christian? Because I think he actually hit him at his waist, right, and he slid down. But that's the thing, Hollywood. They don't want you hitting the quarterback too low, so you blow their knees or too high, you're hitting him helmet to helmet. You got to almost like target between the shoulder pads and the waist. Or they're not going to let you finish the hit on a quarterback. And the one thing I would tell you, and I know coaches teach this, but it's instinct. A lot of times they want to cream the quarterback. Just go for the ball.
Right.
Go when you see the quarterback, target the ball and just go knock it. You can break his arm. You can dislocate his arm and take it off his body, and they wouldn't call a penalty.
So rip it off?
Yeah.
What are you, like Chewbacca? You just rip arms
yes,
off?
Yes, go for the ball, and you won't get penalized. Because if you go too low, you go for the helmet. The head above the shoulders, they're going to throw the flag.
We're in family radio, Bobby. We can't be ripping nobody's arms off.
No, I'm just saying if you do it, you won't get penalized.
Hey, the injury list we got, as long as whatever.
Yeah.
What players do you see coming back next week's game against the Patriots?
So next week, who's going to be available against the Patriots? I would think, like, just because he played the second half against Green Bay, I would think Lattimore.
Potentially, but I think Chauncey Gardner-Johnson's going to have a chance to come back next week.
Yeah, I think not having his swagger on defense hurt us. Now his knee, he's dealing with a knee injury, but he's on the sideline, Christian. He was clowning. I mean, he was like even before the game getting into it with J.C. Horn and all talking smack. So I think next week, so I would say him, hopefully Lattimore. Now, I don't think McCoy again. I think we hindered again. If I'm the Patriots, until you pick up those blitzes Carolina's utilizing and doing, you don't think Bill Belichick the same thing. It's a copycat league. They're going to do the same thing to see if you make their judgments. If not, then Jameis is going to get smacked in the mouth again.
Hollywood, thanks for the phone call. Coming back to your calls when we return here on The Point After on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. 26-7, the Saints fall to the Carolina Panthers. Welcome back to The Point After here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Let's go to Rusty in Lafayette Online. Hey, go ahead, Rusty. You're on The Point After on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Hey, Christian and Bobby. You guys doing a great job. You know, from the moment I was watching the game today, I just think they lacked their leadership today, even from a coaching perspective. And I just don't think Winston has that particular leadership that's going to own the locker room, you know, in the confidence level and take this team to other places. And Bobby, you played, you've been in that huddle. You know what it sounds like and looks like even when you get back to the locker room. And I just don't, he's a veteran. You know, we can't treat him like a rookie. He's been there. He's been in NFL many years, and he's not consistent. I wasn't happy when the Saints got him. I thought we could have done better, knowing that Drew was going to be, you know, exiting football.
Right.
But, you know, and we talk about Coach Payton. We talk about Drew Brees. And you never talk about those two together without confidence. And I just think if you guys can talk a little bit about that and let the audience kind of hear that, especially from you, Bobby, you know.
I've said this. Listen, you don't appreciate what you don't have till they ain't there no more. And the little things you take for granted what Drew Brees brought to the table. That just not going to come out of nowhere. And then whether it's Jameis Winston or Taysom Hill, they just don't have the skins on the wall. And it's all about.
I know I want some other people to call in, but I would say, you know, personally, my opinion, I think Taysom Hill brings a little more athletic ability to that position. You know, his running and throwing. He was also in the system with Drew Brees longer. And that's just my opinion, Bobby. But again,
the only thing, Sean Payton doesn't show any favoritism, Rusty. And they evaluated every practice, every throw they made, and Jameis Winston won the job. They didn't just give it to Jameis just to be given it to him. No, if you look at the grades and the opportunities that they look, maybe because of experience, even though it might have been a lot of negative experience in Tampa Bay, that's why I think they went with Jameis. And I think also it helped that not having Michael Thomas at the beginning of the season. Now, I thought, even though it's only two games, small sample size, that Sean Payton would have utilized maybe Taysom Hill more in the offense. And he's lined up at different positions, but maybe more explosive plays with his hands on the ball. But Taysom Hill is not an unknown factor anymore. Teams know about Taysom Hill, where he lines up. And if you're doing your homework, what he wants to do. Like when he's in that shotgun, And you could almost say, I know one play they like to run and had success last year was a damn quarterback power off tackle where it gets 7-8 yards. We've run that a couple of times now, and it ain't going too far. I mean, it's still, I think maybe I think they ran it three times. Maybe one of them was okay. But it's not like we just gashing them. And Christian mentioned something to me. Christian, I'm not going to steal your thunder. But Christian noticed this, Rusty, about when Taysom coming into a game.
Listen, you remember they tried to run that no-brainer freeze play? And Taysom took out his mouthpiece, put it on his helmet, just ran the no-brainer freeze trying to get the Panthers to jump. And then later on, when he was called upon to run the football, his mouthpiece was in. Again, later on a passing attempt, his mouthpiece was out. That's a tell. Now, I don't know if it's 100%. I got to watch more.
Yeah, I have to watch more because I told Christian, well, I don't know, but that makes sense. That would definitely tip off a defense because they look at everything. Like if you're an offensive lineman and they look at your stance, they can see if you tilted back on your heels, but then you set the pass protect, or whether you forward on your toes, you're coming off to run block. All those little things top defensive players pick up on. Where if they see Taysom Hill and that he's coming into a game, and he's not running the ball like a truly aggressive runner, and you don't have his mouthpiece in, well, that's a red flag. And all of a sudden, well, you see him, and you don't see his mouthpiece floating or stuck in the top of his face mask, well, then shoot, you know he's probably running.
If I can pick that up, these defensive players can.
I'm telling you, I don't know if Sean and all is aware of that. That might be a good question for the coaches show. Yeah. And just say, is Taysom aware of that, or is that something we haven't seen enough reps? Or
all these players, Bobby, you know it too. They have tendencies that they fall into.
Without a doubt.
They just
like
do.
A certain stance, how do you, when you get in a stance, whether you're blocking, like or I said, like run blocking, pass blocking, or you have a quarterback and you could see some little hitch maybe they might have before they're actually getting the snap. And so you could time up the snap defensively.
Did you ever face a defender, a defensive back that he would tip his hand based on any kind of alignment or anything?
Yeah. The thing is, the ones that try and always disguise the coverage, they're going to do it always early because right before the snap, they want to be in the right place. So even sure they disguising, they might do that earlier in the count, but they don't want to take a chance to be out of position and get burned. And the coach says, what in the hell are you jacking around for? This is your responsibility. So then you just do a longer count, not only to get them off sides, to try and dictate and see what a defense is doing. Because the defense, in theory, wants to be where they need to be at the snap of the ball, so they're not out of position. You might say, well, it's just two or three steps. No, two or three false steps, that can make all the difference in the world, whether you get burnt or not, or whether the receiver is able to beat you because you're out of position.
He's Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick. 26-7, the Saints fall on the road to the Carolina Panthers. It's the Point After here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Back here on the Point After, 26-7, the Saints fall to the Carolina Panthers. Before we get to our Oakenheart Jewelers talking text lines, Bobby, I only recall you having one freak-out moment in the time that I watched you play football, and it really wasn't a freak-out. It was really just trying to make a hustle play. And
was
you
it
more
spastic?
Yeah.
More spastic.
I mean, you weren't in a terrible situation yourself, and, oh, I got guys on me and kind of just threw it left-handed or whatever, but you guys were crushing the Broncos.
Right.
And I think it was a fumble. I think he threw a pass. Ball got kicked out of the arms or punched out of the arms of a receiver, and it went back towards you and down near the sideline. And you were just trying to save field position, and nobody was really around you. So you picked up the ball. You had the wherewithal to say, all right, I can throw this pass forward again. And
forward or backwards? I don't remember.
I remember
it was spastic.
Yeah, and then you picked it up as you were going to the ground. You literally threw it out of bounds and hit your head, like face planted, head planted right into the carpet of the Superdome.
I look like very unathletic.
It was just funny. Yeah. I just remember sharing a laugh with my dad watching that one.
No, that was when we beat him 42-0.
Yeah,
so,
crushed him.
Yeah.
The headline of the Picayune the next day was Orange Crushed.
Yeah, that was a spastic moment. I think it was like all of a sudden, you know, you misjudging maybe the bounce. And you're just trying, so you don't want them to recover, so you're just kind of almost trying to just toss it out of bounds.
Yeah, a smart play, though. Yeah, didn't lose any yards.
Well, they didn't call a penalty, so.
All right, David in New York on line five. Go ahead, David. You're on the Point After on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Hey, y'all. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. My question is, not to gloss over the season already, only two games in, but what do you think about the going off the small sample size we had in preseason? The chance of maybe Ian Book coming in and possibly starting next year. He's supposed to be a pretty smart guy, Drew Brees-like. That was my question. Also, if I could give a shout-out to my brother. Happy birthday, brother. My name is Dave in New York. All right, I'll hang up. Listen, y'all.
All right, David. So you're saying just to hand the job next year? No, he'd have to win it. I still think he has a chance for the future. I think Sean Payton would give him that opportunity. But right now, if it, for some reason, it wouldn't work out with Jameis, I just don't think they're putting Ian Book in there.
Not this year.
No. They would give Taysom Hill a chance.
Yeah, listen, yeah. I want to be careful, though, because this is two games. And just a week ago, everybody was singing the praises of Jameis Winston. And here we are, the entire team. Really, defensively, they had their moments where they weren't very good either. The offensive line stunk. I thought the receivers didn't get enough separation. I think that four of those, out of those four sacks, two of them were coverage sacks for the Panthers.
I thought Zach Bond got picked on like Paulson Adebo. Zach Bond, the game that or the training camp that he had compared to his progression and what he did against Green Bay, not so much against Carolina, where, you know, Quan Alexander's not available. He was hurt. So Zach Bond had an opportunity with DeMario Davis. DeMario Davis didn't have a banner day.
Considering he led a team in tackles, but he missed some, too.
Yeah, considering what we expect from DeMario Davis.
Yeah, we expect him to be great week in and week out.
If I'm looking defensively, Christian, man, it is hard to say. Maybe I'd say Peyton Turner, considering it was his first game.
Where's Cam Jordan been? Where's Cam Jordan? The last sack he recorded was week 16 of last year. I know he had an injury he was working through last year, but where's Cam? In a running game, he was pretty good.
Yeah, he had six total tackles, and one of them I know the guy just fell down in front of him. But he ended up having one tackle fall loss, but the sacks. And you know why I'm a little bit disappointed also? Is because going into this year, that if you look at the Carolina team and all teams, you look how they're structured. Okay, so you could talk to any reporter, anybody from any city. Let's say, okay, we're playing the Ravens. Are you playing the Broncos? And you're calling Denver. You're calling Baltimore. So let's say we're calling Charlotte. You know what they like said? Well, we don't know how our O-line's going to hold up. Man, I'm looking. Sam Darnold was playing with a whole lot of confidence back there. That was surprising to me. That was embarrassing. Now, you might say, well, we didn't necessarily have all our guys up front, and the Green Bay's O-line take a step back. But I think Carolina's O-line really stepped up for them, and that surprised me today.
Yeah, they're 2-0, but I'm not sold on the Panthers. Not yet. They're an improved team, but I still think that they're behind a little bit, the Saints. And I think the Saints are a better team. They just didn't play that way today. Canal Al on line one. Go ahead, Canal Al. You're on the point after on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Hey, Bobby and Christian. How y'all doing, my man?
All right, Canal Al.
Thank y'all for taking my call, man. I've been listening to y'all for so long. Been a Saints season ticket holder for over 16 years, man. But I just wanted to call and make a quick comment, man. I wanted to speak on Jameis Winston, man. I'm calling to kind of take up for him. Being an ex-athlete, being a coach, I just wanted to kind of say that, you know, it's very hard in sports to be able to play when you feel like you don't have people supporting you, right? And I listen to the Saints fans. I sit in the games, and I feel like everybody is against Jameis before he even tried to start to play. Last week he had 5 touchdowns. He did really well. And then they make it seem like all he did was manage the game. But then they pinpoint and pick on everything that he does. You know, when I look at Jameis Winston, last I checked, he is the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback. He won a national championship at Florida State. And then he was a #1 draft pick. I'm here to say this right now, Bobby. You are expert on quarterbacks. You are expert on football. Taysom Hill can't cut it with Jameis Winston. And anybody that's calling that saying that they think that he could, they shouldn't even be saying that, right? Taysom Hill is a great energy player, kind of like a Draymond Green for the Golden State Warriors, in my personal opinion, right? You love to have him on your team. He's infectious. He goes hard. He's a great player. But he's not a starting quarterback in the NFL. Jameis Winston is. So I just think that if we give Jameis Winston a chance, just give him a chance. You know, I got 4 authentic Drew Brees jerseys, Bob, autographed. I love Drew right? Brees. I miss Drew Brees, no doubt about it. But Drew Brees had the support of everybody at all times. Drew Brees has gave his support to Jameis Winston. So the fans need to give their support to Jameis Winston. And that's all I want to say, Bobby. I mean, I don't know what y'all saw. We didn't have a lot of energy today as a team. You know, we didn't have a lot of energy today as a team. But I just think that it is very difficult in this professional sports game to be able to play when you feel like – you can't go on the media and say it, but you feel like people not supporting you, Bobby.
Canal Al. You got to compartmentalize that.
If nobody's on your side, you have to use that as motivation, and you get your teammates on your side. All that peripheral stuff on the outside, you can't be like, oh, they're not on my side. So what are you going to do, fold up your tent and leave town? No, Canal, that's the only thing. It's not Jameis is a rookie. It's not his first rodeo. He's been around. He understands the circumstance. And I always took this approach. If you play well, they're going to cheer you. If you don't play well, they're going to boo you. The same fans that are booing you and dog cussing you, they might see you out and about somewhere and they're asking you for an autograph. So you can't be so sensitive to not be able to handle it. That's all I'm saying, Canal Al. Now, the one thing with Jameis, whether this was Drew Brees over a 15-year career here with the Saints, in this day and age, when you're a 50% passer, that's Tim Tebow-like. That's unacceptable. You can't be a 50% passer in the 21st century, and then you have a quarterback rating basically 27. So, listen, that just... you want to know how you handle adversity, Canal Al? A perfect example. Okay, Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold, you know, he's footloose, fancy free. He's coming over from California. He goes to New York. Man, them Jets fans, man, they dogging him. They dog cussing him all of a sudden. So what? He said, oh, I can't play in the NFL? Look, he goes to Carolina. Look at the type of game he has today. He throws for 305 yards, a quarterback rating of 99. Now you see the one brain fart moment when he threw the interception to Roach. But, no, you got to be – Canal, that's why don't feel sorry for Jameis Winston or Taysom Hill. That comes into territory because you play that position at quarterback.
Canal, Al, finally, before we get to station ID and a break, the other thing is if you're Jameis Winston, like Bobby said, you worry about your teammate support. And this is a byproduct of being the man that follows a Hall of Famer. It just is. Taysom Hill would have the similar criticism. You follow, just like Joe Montana to Steve Young. There were folks that were upset that the Niners traded Joe Montana in favor of Steve Young. They didn't think Steve Young was the guy. It's just a byproduct of it.
Well, the same thing. Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. Yep. Look, Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning, it all goes. Listen, the Tua, look at the pressure Tua has with the Dolphins. They're still looking for the next Dan Marino.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. All right, welcome in back into the Point After on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. The Saints fall 26-7 to the Carolina Panthers. I'll get to our Oakenheart Jewelers talking text lines in a moment. But first, the power play of the game brought to you by Caesars. Harris, New Orleans, a Caesars Rewards destination. That is the power play of the game. All right, on the Oakenheart Jewelers talking text lines. Bobby, I know Saints fans are emotional, and that's the thing I love about them. They're passionate. But sometimes I think they kind of take some of their frustration and a loss out on us. A texter writes, 4 hours ago, you were saying missing six players and seven coaches is nothing because our Superman are going to be just fine. Seriously? Are you serious?
So he said Superman like in Sean Payton?
Yeah. Superman, he said.
Okay, Superman.
Serious football analyst or kids on a playground talking nonsense? You got served. Okay. I didn't say they would be fine. I said I'm not as concerned as I would be had this been another coaching staff. However, we're paid for our opinions. Okay, we give you opinions. That's what you want. That's what we're trying to do. Are we wrong? Yeah, sometimes we are. Are we right? Yeah. Our track record is more public because of we're on a public stage as to where I can't run them up against your predictions because I don't have them. But if you're frustrated, I get it. You can take it out on me and Bobby. I have no problem with that.
Well, and the only thing I brought up with Coach Payton, because he gets a lot of the credit and he's going to get a lot of the blame, he is the head coach. And if you look at Sean Payton, all that adversity since he's been the head coach since right after post-Katrina, all what he's dealt with when the team has been displaced, whether it was Fort Worth like they are now or in the past from Indianapolis, they've always represented at a high level. This would be the first ugly egg, I would say, that maybe they didn't handle things like we expect. That even though he's been having to navigate COVID, dealing with the coaches and the last-minute evacuation because of Hurricane Ida. I remember, Christian, we were talking to him. We're getting ready to play the Cardinals in preseason. Coach Payton didn't even know there was a storm. He was so focused on football. He goes, what? And I said, yeah, like it's by Jamaica or before it was even
– It was south of Cuba.
Yeah, before it was coming about. So that's how focused he was. So – I mean, when I had said this in the pregame, this is not an opinion. This actually would happen, that if you look at since 2019, that's a lot of football games. The Saints have won an NFL best. There's 32 teams. No one has won more games than the Saints the last four seasons. But just this caught my attention. Had won an NFL best 26 of 33 games while playing four different starting quarterbacks. We all know Teddy Bridgewater, Drew Brees, Taysom Hill, Jameis, and all that. So, you look, winning 26 of 33 games while playing four different quarterbacks. And in that span, the Saints had delivered the worst career losses to two household names, two future first ballot Hall of Fame quarterbacks, and Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. So that's not like an opinion. That actually what happened. The great Tom Brady and the great Aaron Rodgers never got their butt whipped like they did by the New Orleans Saints. So when you look at all the adversity, coaches not being available because of COVID and a string of continuous injuries, bad luck, whatever, suspensions. You don't have David Onyemata. He's like what he means, the best, our best defensive lineman. Then you have the best receiver, Michael Thomas. But it's all key people, but it is what it is. So that's why when it's all hindsight, when you say, boy, you say, well, nobody handles it better than Sean Payton. Well, today he did not handle it well. But overall, if you look at the sample size and the track record, no one has done it better in the National Football League.
James and Jefferson on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines. You're on the Point After on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Go ahead, James.
Hey, guys, listen, you know, I don't want to be redundant, but I said it, ad nauseum. I don't think James is going to be the guy. And so what is this really about? Is this, I mean, full disclosure, I mean, it might sound funny, but this is about the best comparison I can make. I like Kim Kardashian, but I'm not going to marry. So if this is going to be, if this is about a marriage, this is about who's going to be the next quarterback, James is not going to be the guy.
So you're talking like the future. So you're not talking 2021. You're talking 2022 and beyond.
Right. He's not going to be the guy. Come on now. Look, and you know this, Bobby. I mean, now we could talk about, you know, the fact that we didn't have any coaches. I'm sure you could speak more on that. I think that was a big, L. And we could talk about the players that we lost. That's also that's really behind the eight ball. But I'm just talking about his performance. This guy with pressure.
James, he did not seem like a seasoned veteran out there. He was kind of freaked
pressure
out.
Pressure busts pipes. Yeah, pressure busts pipes. I mean, you can see a guy, he may look the part, but until the lights go on, until you in that square circle, until you got gunfire, you know, until it's really going down, you're not gonna know. You could talk a good game, but at the end of the day, you know, the tape is not gonna lie.
No, the big guy in the sky don't lie. The big guy in the sky don't lie, James. And I think
he's not gonna be the guy.
James, I think we are confused not having McCoy right now between him and Caesar. They do not know how to set the protection, and you might say, well, they're gonna get that fixed before we play the Patriots next Sunday. Well, they better get it fixed because you're gonna see the same type blitzes if you don't get it fixed. Until you get that fixed, you're gonna see them dial up. You don't never know when it's gonna come, first quarter, second, third, fourth quarter, but they're gonna see if you're ready to pick it up and you make the adjustments. Listen, if you out and out do cover zero and a blitz, you can't block anyone. But it's when a defense brings a dog, when in theory you should have enough blockers, but let's say the protection is tilted or slanted to the left, but you need to be to the right, considering what the strength of the defense is. Well, then not only one guy comes free, two guys comes free, and then you're really freaking out as a quarterback because then you start spinning around and you start ad-libbing, and you don't know what the hell you're doing. Then you want to talk about a horse show up your butt if you do any good play. Then you're just lucky. I don't want to be lucky. I know what I'm doing and how I'm going to attack a defense, even when they're trying to do those type of blitzes to attack me, so I have something for them. And is the ball coming out, whether it's a quick slant, a quick fade? They had one play. I know y'all probably noticed this, James. Alvin Kamara didn't even touch the guy off the edge. Now, it seemed like to me Jameis thought he was going to block that guy. Okay. Now, let's say that Alvin did the right thing and he wasn't supposed to block him. Well, Jameis had no clue. But what he should have done, when the guy's coming free right before he hits you, you dump it off on a swing route. And then you let Alvin take off. But Alvin didn't attempt to block him. He's like, well, I think this is what I'm supposed to do. I would tend to believe Alvin knew what he was doing on there, and Jameis thought that Alvin was going to block him, but he was free releasing. He was free releasing. He didn't have protection first. I'm just speculating, and that's when Jameis knows he has to dump the ball to Alvin right there. You can't hold the ball. You're going to get smacked in the mouth, and then you're going to get desperate and make stupid plays.
James, thanks for the phone call. We're coming back to your calls next here. 26-7, the Saints fall to the Carolina Panthers. This is the Point After on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Back here on the point after, 26-7, the Saints fall on the road against the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers and Sam Darnold 2-0. The Saints and Jameis Winston 1-1. Greg on line 7 on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines. You're on the point after on the New Orleans Saints radio network.
Hey, guys. I just want to let you know that I want to give a shout-out to WWL. I'm from Houma, Louisiana. And it doesn't matter if I have power or, you know, internet or cable. I can always listen to WWL and listen to the Saints.
Well, so, thanks for listening, Greg.
I mean, that's powerful for us. But my comment is you got to live and die with Sean Payton's play calling, because I think after we blocked that field goal attempt, I think we should have played for 3 points. And just, you know, going to the half with 3 points, knowing that we get
Jameis
the ball
took a,
back.
Jameis threw an interception.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm talking about the play calling. I mean, it wasn't the first.
Well, the call, Bobby, I didn't mean to cut you off either. But there was a third and one or fourth and one. They were trying to convert. I think it was a third and one. Yeah, third and one. And they did the little fake dive, flip out to Alvin Kamara. Kamara had it in his right arm, tried to extend it past the first down marker, but he stepped out of bounds before extending it. And if you're third and one, you should be able to line up, and everybody in the park is going to know you're running. You should be able to smash your way for 1 yard up the middle.
Well, and the thing is, Greg, I'm a big Alvin Kamara fan, and Deuce would preach this. And I'm sure in the running back room they will. He had a run early in the first half. He's running to the left, and he gets tackled from Metairie, from LSU. God, Christian, his name's living my mind right now. Dante Jackson, he played outstanding for Carolina.
He did.
Oh, boy, he represented. He had some swagger going on, so props go out to him, helping Carolina win for Metairie, LSU Tiger, Dante Jackson, because he tackled Kamara in open field. And I'm telling you, Kamara needs to put that ball in his left hand and give a right-handed stiff arm to Jackson. But no, he had it in his right arm, and he went down. Now, the play Christian's talking about is on the right sideline. Okay, Kamara already got his money. He's not trying to get paid. What is he saving himself for? Get the first down for sure. No, he was too cool for school, casually going out there. And now all of a sudden, he steps out before he puts the ball forward, and we don't get the first down. I mean, that's the passion that fans look out. Are you leaving it out there on the field? Now, we know Alvin Kamara is going to play hard and all that, but that was when he didn't have an overdrive in today's game against Carolina. It was just too many plays, whether protection or breaking tackles, because I would expect Alvin Kamara to be always more Christian McCaffrey-like. Now, that's what I'm interested to see. When the game's all said and done, where at the end of the season, because I think they're two peas in a pod, where is Christian McCaffrey's going to be? Where is Alvin Kamara? Because I think they're both outstanding, but the will to all of a sudden put it in there game in and game out, it's tough because you get beat to crap. And sometimes I think Alvin plays like he's trying to save himself. And I know Sean might tell him, save yourself, we want you for 17 games. We don't want you to be so beat up when you come around December, you can't contribute on the back end. But with that being said, there was nothing to write home about with Alvin Kamara's play today as far as his effort.
Speaking of stiff arms, did you see the one Christian McCaffrey put on Zach Bond? I mean, he embarrassed Zach Bond.
Okay, now that's a stiff arm.
He had the ball on the left-hand shoulder.
Alvin Kamara,
left-hand arm going left. Stiff arm, Zach Bond, picked up another 7-8 yards.
Alvin Kamara could do that. So, It was just frustrating. I'm telling you, we got too full of ourselves, I think, after we skunked the Packers. And the NFL is very humbling. You know, the only thing, Christian, where I think, because I think Carolina's up and coming, where they're at right now, because I can tell you, I said this in the pregame before, they have Shaq Thompson. If you look at Reddick, Derrick Brown, Brian Burns, they have about three or four cats on defense. They can start for about every NFL team.
Matt Rhule spent every pick of the draft his first year on defense. They pick one offensive player.
I think they are that good. Now, this would have been after we so high on the hog from the Packers game, we'd have to play maybe the Texans or the Jags or something, where we wouldn't have had to have our best showing to still come out on top.
Coming back to your calls next here on The Point After on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. On The Point After on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Rough day for Jameis Winston, 11 of 12, 111 yards, two interceptions, no touchdowns, a quarterback rating of 26.9. Complete flip from last week when he threw five touchdowns in the win over the Green Bay Packers. Here is Jameis Winston after the loss tonight, or this afternoon, I should say, to the Carolina Panthers. That was Saints quarterback Jameis Winston. The Panthers pressured Jameis Winston on 18 of his 28 dropbacks, 64% clip. The third highest pressure rate for any NFL team since ESPN began tracking pressure in 2009. It was the highest pressure rate of Winston has ever faced in his career.
Well, they're going to continue to pressure him, that being the New England Patriots or the New York Giants are a solid defense. Now, maybe they haven't played up to par like the Washington football team. So, Christian, you're going to see that until you're able to beat it. And if you can't beat it, you're going to keep seeing it. And I hear Jameis at least four or five times say, it's all about me communicating with the offensive line. Yeah, in theory, when you're in the classroom, but what about when you're on the field and you got to do it, like make rapid decisions and you have to set the protection? Now, I don't know if Jameis is capable of doing that. I know Drew Brees is. I don't know if Jameis Winston is in a Sean Payton offense. I think McCoy at center could help him out, and it could be the guy. It could be a combination. It could cover each other's back. But I know with Cesar Ruiz and Jameis Winston, that ain't happening. Because then it's like the blind leading the blind. And it's like, I think this is what we're doing. I hope this is what we got to do. Then you're just guessing. And I'm telling you, you're not going to have success. You might have success now and then, but what happens when you're winging it? You know what? You win one, you lose one. You're kind of a 50-50 ordeal, which we thought would come about 8-9, 9-8 type season. Now, that's why I'm interested to see what's happening against the Patriots and how we handle the blitz and how we execute to have potentially have success.
Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick. It's The Point After, 26-7. The Saints fall to the Carolina Panthers. This is the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. 26-7. Let's catch up from scores around the league. The Saints fall 26-7 back here on The Point After on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. These are all afternoon, 3 p.m. or later kickoffs. Minnesota and Arizona in the fourth quarter. The Vikings are on top 33-31. 13 minutes and 4 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. It's Atlanta 25, Tampa Bay 28. So the Falcons are hanging. They currently have the football and are on the march. Dallas and the Chargers. The Cowboys and Chargers tied in the fourth quarter. 14 minutes and 26 seconds remaining. It's tied at 14. The Seattle Seahawks. They're close to putting Tennessee to 0-2. They're on top as they start the fourth quarter in Seattle, 24-16. The Chiefs and Ravens tonight on Sunday Night Football. Tomorrow night it's Detroit and Green Bay. Earlier scores from the noon kickoffs. These are all finals. The Saints fall to the Carolina Panthers 26-7. Back on Thursday night, the Washington football team bested the New York Giants 30-29. Joe Burrow and the Bengals fall in the Windy City to Chicago 20-17. And the Cleveland Browns run their record to 1-1, 31-21 victory over the Houston Texans. Los Angeles and the LA Rams and the Indianapolis Colts by a field goal. The Rams beat Indianapolis. Teddy Bridgewater and the Denver Broncos are 2-0 after beating the Jacksonville Jaguars 23-13. Buffalo 35, Miami 0. The Bills blanking the Dolphins. New England taking down the New York Jets, who have scored 9 points in 2 games, 25-6. The Saints travel to New England for week 3, a week from Sunday, a noon kickoff right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. San Francisco 17, Philadelphia 11. That's a final. Las Vegas goes to 2-0, taking down the Pittsburgh Steelers 26-7. Let's see. Let's go to Terrence and Bell Chase. Go ahead, Terrence. You're on The Point After on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
I'm hung up.
Go ahead, Terrence.
Hey, Terrence.
You're on, Terrence.
I hung up.
All right. Thanks for the phone call. Brian in Baton Rouge. Go ahead, Brian. You're on The Point After on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
But he's hung up.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh, he's hung up. Maybe his wife's calling for him.
Go ahead.
What's up, Brian?
Yeah, that looks kind of fun. Hey, so, you know, I guess I agree with some of the callers, and Bobby, I think he hit the nail on the head. First of all, though, I mean, I tell you, the front four that Carolina has, those guys are good. We're going to see that the rest of the season. So, you know, this, I mean, I may not be sold on them basically winning the NFC South, but this was a good defense. But the big problem that I saw today was, I mean, and, you know, Bobby, you were an NFL quarterback. You were great. You broke my heart when you went to Atlanta. But if they're blitzing like that and those cover zeros, and it seemed like they really weren't running a whole bunch of different blitz packages. They were just going from side to side and, you know, making our tackles look stupid. But if you're a quarterback in the NFL, shouldn't you be able to pick up, see those blitzes, either call an audible or, you know, make some adjustments on the sidelines or halftime? I mean, that's my big problem. Taysom Hill could have done much better. But if you're an NFL quarterback, been in the league for whatever it is, 4 or 5 years, I mean, you know, it just seemed like he didn't do anything to try to help himself.
Well, he didn't do anything maybe because he doesn't know what to do. I mean, and let me tell you, we're so spoiled as fans, that I am too, considering how Drew Brees handled things. That wouldn't have happened from a mental standpoint with Drew Brees, I'm just telling you today. How he would attack the blitzes, whether he's changing the protection or whether you're audibling off and getting in and out the huddle so you could see maybe where the blitz is coming from and how you're going to attack it. You know, you can run a screen into a blitz. You can run, you might check with me, you run away from the blitz, and then you do side adjust, whether it's like slant routes, fades. There's a number of things you could do. All I know is one thing I always prided myself in, I can handle when they were dogging a blitz at me. I wasn't worried about getting hit. What I had a problem is when they only rush four guys and put seven in coverage and it's time to throw and ain't nobody open. Because when they're blitzing, I guarantee when you look at the film, somebody's open somewhere. Now you got to know where to look. You have to know where to dump it off. Now that's happened quick. The ball's coming out. Because those guys are screaming off the edge, they're going to smack you. But the way they protect the quarterbacks now, come on. They're not going to take off your head. They're not going to go for your knees and all that. Hang in there tough, know where to go with the ball, and just be accurate with your throw, and then you get them out that damn blitz.
Thanks for the phone call. Coming back to more of your calls next here on The Point After on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Great text here pointing out the fact that he didn't see Jameis Winston change any plays today. Bobby, did you see any audibles from Jameis Winston?
No, he's still learning what to do. I think, no. Listen, Sean Payton is running, Drew Brees is running Sean Payton's offense, and he knew it better than Sean Payton. What Jameis Winston's trying to learn, both him and Taysom, to what they could be comfortable with changing a play. Right now, Christian, I don't think they're at that level. I think they got to trust what the coaches are calling. And I don't think we're going to have a lot of delay games or timeouts, I think, in the process of them trying to change a play right
That's
now.
That's not going to sit well with Sean Payton after a while, that's for sure. All right, we will step away and come back and wrap up The Point After here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Bob and Christian back here on The Point After on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. We apologize if we didn't get to your calls. We're about to end the show, so certainly call us back during the week on Sports Talk. But, Bobby, next week, Saints on the road in Foxborough against the New England Patriots and Mac Jones at quarterback. And you know Bill Belichick's going to have his defense ready for Jameis Winston and the Saints offense, and it's going to look a lot similar to what the Panthers did early on to the Saints.
Well, yeah, you're going against a prolific, the most prolific winning quarterback, a winning coach to me in the 21st century. You look at now, you might say, well, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, I think it was a combination of both of them. But what they were able to do, Bill Belichick, and didn't happen today because they put it to the Jets. He hadn't been 0-2 since 2001. And he wasn't going to go 0-2. And the Saints haven't won of their Christian, so it'll be a challenge. You look at Bill Belichick, the Saints have never beaten his Patriots in Foxborough, losing three consecutive games. So it's going to be a challenge to get to 2-1.
All right, that's a wrap for the point after here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. I'm Christian Garrick. Semper Fi. I'm out. Bobby, do your thing.
All right. Bonne nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Who dat?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.